Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Good News 7. This is Apostle Sherman, and we're here to spread the good news. Hallelujah. This is our first real broadcast. We're going to have a podcast we recorded with Bishop James Moore out of the Delta. We're going to share that with you. We hope you enjoy it. Tell somebody, share the good news. Let them know that Jesus is alive and well. He's waiting on you. Here we go. We'll go right into the podcast with Bishop James E. Moore, Sr.
Open ye exactly. We thank you, God, for all that you have done. Now, God, we thank you now because it's only you, God, has spared us to be able, oh, God, and we realize that out of 31,567 a year, each time we inhale, exhale, that's a blessing by themselves. We thank you, Lord, for giving us from last year this time 8,760 hours, 365 days a year, 24 hours a day. God, you have kept us, oh God. We didn't keep ourselves, oh God, and ours. The lady testifying in the nursery home that day when she get up in the midnight to go and put her foot on the floor, she tell you, thank you for letting her put her feet on your floor, God, because everything you own it, and we know that. We thank you for it. We thank you, God, for amazing grace, oh God, for the blessing that you bestowed upon us in spite of all of the tornadoes and this wind storms that tore up in different areas. You spared us, oh God. We could have been one that lost a life, oh God, or could have been injured from it, but you did not let it happen. God, since 1927, when they had the flood downhill, God, and they built a levee, but the levee got almost to the point that it looked like it was going to break, but you kept the water back, oh God. You let it go down, and you didn't let it harm us, oh God, even if seepy water went across the highway, Highway 1, oh God, but you still didn't let the levee break. We thank you now, God, and thank you as we travel past Bishop Sherman and Dr. Kell traveled from different places across the land. Lord God, you did not let the road wash away in the head. You did not let an unseen vehicle hit them, God. You kept them. You protected them. You watched over them. We thank you now. We thank you for everything. Thank you for the air we breathe, God, because I realize every time we inhale, that's a blessing. Every time we exhale, that's a blessing. We just thank you, God, even when we can hear, Lord. We might not be able to see like we so desire to see, God, but just running, oh God, we still are blessed, God, to inhale. We bless, oh God, to be able to eat, oh God, and have an appetite to eat. Lord, we come now thanking you for all that you've done. Thank you for what you're doing, God. We ask you, God, as Bishop Hostess Lyon, God, that you give him new revelation for what we must do, God. Have your way in our life. God, we need you. We can't get along without you. We thank you, Lord. There's nothing we can do. We can't breathe without you. We can't see without you. We can't hear without you. We can't smell or taste without you, God. And we just want to thank you now for all that you've done. Oh, God, you're so good. You're better than good. Oh, God, that's a young man, God, 7 years old, as they say, God is good. And they will say all the time, and the little seven-year-old raised up and said, I want to say something. You're better than good, God. And we just thank you for being better than good. There's not a prescribed word that can say how good you really are to us. And we just thank you now. We give your name the praise. We give you glory. We give you honor, God. We give you respect, oh God, because there's none like you, Lord, and all the earth, oh God. We thank you now. And your word says, let everything that give you have breath to give you praise. We praise your name. Hallelujah. Jesus, you're so good to us. You're so wonderful. You're kind. You're merciful. Oh God, you're everlasting, and your truth endures to all generations. And we give it to you now in the holy, righteous name, Jesus. Thank God. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Bishop. We're talking with Bishop Dr. James Moore, Sr., all the way from Greenville, Mississippi, down in the Delta. And I'm Apostle Sherman, and we're just going to have a good time. We're going to just talk for a few minutes. Bishop, tell us what the name of your churches are, and give us a little background.
The Silver Mount MB Church of LeMount, Mississippi. That's the second reason I came to Mississippi from Chicago, is because they was calling for me. They didn't want to close the church down. And my mother, my aunt, my uncle, they was members of that church as well, and asked me to come. And that's why I came down here. And a lot that I have baptized, and a lot I have even just wedded. But we thank God that he still give us something to be praying for. And the St. Peter MB Church of Beulah, Mississippi, and they had stood in need for some help and assistance, and also the Poplar Grove MB Church of Shaw, Mississippi. We are there, and this coming Sunday, they'll be honoring me in 12 years. It doesn't look like it, but it has been. And we thank God that he has given us a way to try to leave some. Some don't say nothing until later on, and then they tell you that they learned something from whatever way the Lord direct us. And there are going to be some that are not so appreciative, but we have to go on anyway. And we thank God we do the nursing home ministry, which we try to cut it down to 4 days a week. But they call us back and want us to do 4 additional days. And so Pastor Cozy and St. John Church family, they comes in and work with us. And we're thanking God that, God is moving in that way. And we want to thank Pastor Sherman and Dr. Carol Sherman for the vision that they have for the people of God.
Praise God. So now you've been down in Mississippi a dozen years?
At that church, that's the latest one.
Wow. I thought it was more.
Oh, yeah. But the Civil Mount, if Leo made, if third Sunday in May, they want to celebrate 21 years of me being there celebrating with them.
Yeah, that's
awesome. Yeah. And, 19 years of St. Peter, but that would be in September. And so we're still moving on, and look like every time I say that I'm going to give them up, then their voice cry out, don't leave me yet, you know. So that's what keeps me going.
So when you were here in Chicago decades ago, what was the name of your church there on the south side?
Greater St. Mark.
And it was where?
It was 1260 62 West on 103rd Street, right across from Percy Julia High School.
Yeah. Well, we spent many a night there.
A million nights.
Yes, yeah. Praise God. 20 plus years ago.
And there was so missing, Bishop, Pastor, because so many is programmed by the leaders. They got the folks programmed that God is limited. And I keep telling them the most important time is the starting time. If we set a time at 7:30, start on in time. But there's no limitation how long God wants us to go with that.
Oh, wait.
And
God goes more than 10, 20 minutes?
Well, I was ministering at this church, and I did about 45 minutes, and so the pastor told me afterward that I held his pubis too long. And so I'm with an organization. I won't call the name right this moment, but they'll start at a certain time, and then a certain time, the president say, let everything be done decently and order, and he cuts it off at a certain time, even when the Spirit of God is trying to move. Mm-hmm. And that's the only dissatisfaction I have with them on a time thing. And then so much that I wrestle with people saying what God can't do, what he can't, who he can't use and stuff. And like I tell them, you eliminate the power that God has. You saying God can't, but you believe he going to take you to heaven when you die. But you can't believe that he can take the mule mouth straighten a man out, you know, mm-hmm. and take a little bird and feed a man. Take a fish and give him money, you know, and all these things, and took a rooster straighten Brother Peter out. So God can use anything mouth he wants to and however he wants to. And that's one of the fights that I have dealing with some of the ministers down here.
Yeah, I think that's true in a lot of places, unfortunately. Now, we understand there are time constraints, you know. There are situations where you have to be out of a place because it's not your place or something's coming in behind. Well, we understand that. But we're talking in general. You're putting a time limit on God. And when the Spirit is moving, it's moving. Now, I'm not saying that folks don't get carried away and say it's the Spirit, and it isn't. I'm not saying that, but I'm saying we need to really have discerning to know when
there
God is really moving. I guess that's
there what you go.
You know, yes, he can do it. He can do it in a second if he so desires. Generally, that's not the case. You have to hear the word.
That's right.
You know, so he sends someone to deliver that word, and we have to be receptive to hear it. And not so much looking at the clock, per se. I understand people have to go to work. I did that many a years.
But I think about even with you going to work like the world, and we would start at 7:30 that evening, and then at 2 and 3 o'clock the next morning, we still going. I ain't never heard you complain.
Oh, it's plenty of early morning, boy. Woof.
And I never heard you complain. And even, too, I asked the question to myself, where do you get the strength from? But I have to realize it was God giving you that strength to do that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because there's many times I'd be sleepy, and he'd keep me because I don't know how I made it. I put the car on autopilot, and we made it to and from. So I praise God for that. You know, speaking of, even with serving, when you serve in a ministry, people want to put time limit on that. You know, after service is over, they'll stay and talk for a long time, but they don't want to stay and serve for a lot of time.
That's true.
You know, and that's unfortunate because ministry is great from the pulpit, but that's only a very small portion of the total ministry. You know, there is a pre-sermon and a post-sermon time. And the post-sermon time requires usually some breakdown or set up or clean up. People need to be cognizant of that time needs to be allotted to be able to do the proper things, especially in a house of worship, to get God's house back in order and not just run out the door and leave it for the one that you were waiting for the sermon. Now he got more work to do or she's got more work to do.
Right.
That's just something I deal with, I guess, because we do a lot of breaking down and setting up over the years. So tell us, Bishop, now that you've been down there for a couple of decades, what do you see? What's the forward momentum? What do you think God is speaking to you as it relates to the Delta?
Well, I know one of the things is that trying to minister and break some yokes that has not been broken. And when you all first consecrated me, and I didn't share with them because I knew what kind of attitude some has in regards to that. And I had people who was really following on that note. But then, too, we had a couple of pastors that really strictly fought against it and taught people against it. And then some attitude changed, but I learned one thing, to start praying, and then I see a little bit changes just praying, you know, for different ones. And then while they, just here in the city of Greenville, while they always trying to fight against positive things. And then I was in the block club a meeting the other day where they had called me for that. And then while they discussing what God can't do or what this hasn't done or that shouldn't be and stuff, and I look at this in the citywide of Greenville they had, and from 1 month to another, from the 6th of January to the 6th of February, they had 54 burglars, 6 arrests, 1 homicide, 29 juvenile calls, 2 robberies, 13 stolen vehicles, and a total of theft, 61. See, if we were on the same page and trying to look in a different direction, some of this stuff will be eliminated. Greenville ain't big as Chicago, you know. And so we should be more, for us, they want to all stay behind the pulpit. Like I keep saying, it's not in the pulpit. It's on the streets. It's on the street. So you go out and gather someone, come in, and there's somebody else sitting on the sideline watching. And I had taken in a guy, and the Lord had blessed him, cleaned him up from drugs. And then his mother started saying, you shouldn't be in that Baptist church. And he tell us, well, I'm getting the word where I'm at. They're teaching me right, keeping me. And then knowing the thing, she's kept at him until he went to the church where she was. And in the meanwhile, he slipped back into the area that he was at.
Mm.
And this time he didn't come back before he had got killed out there, you know. So these are the things that we are wrestling. We realize we're not wrestling against flesh and blood like George Thomas. He's a judge in Bolivar County. It's his home, but he is a cosmopolitan judge. He judged 5 counties.
Wow.
He was judge 5 counties, and that's a large area. And so I was telling him, I said, you don't arrest it. You don't lock a lot of people up. He said, I sure have. I said, but the problem has not been solved. What do you mean by that? He got an attitude. I say, the problem ain't solved. I said, if he out there stealing cars and raping and robbing, I say, that's not him doing that. That's the evil spirits in him. You lock him up, but that evil spirit's still roaming around. I say, and even when one kill him or he die, that evil spirit gonna leave him and go into somebody else that who are weaker. I say, so the problem ain't solved. The problem is on our knees, you know. And his wife was a judge too, and she called me one day and say, Reverend, I said, yeah. She said, this is Judge Sichuan. I said, yeah. She said, I want you to know you start my husband to read his Bible because he hadn't been reading it. And so he now shares the word with me. I want to say thank you.
Praise God.
Yeah, but we are trying. We're trying. And many say that they with you when you go to make a step, you find out you might be on that crush by yourself.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. What does Pastor Dr. Carroll always say? You know, stay on the porch if you're just a yapper. You know, if you want to run with the big dogs, you know, you got to come on off that porch. Everybody else just stay up on the porch and let the big dogs handle it.
That's true. But one thing I found, if you could get 3 or 4, maybe it's just 6 people in the camp together and get them to vow to not share what your plans are. It will work better.
Amen.
You know, because if you can't get them to shut their mouth, then because as soon as somebody that ain't intending to do nothing find out, you finna go out on the street for a soul winning, then they gonna disencourage. All them folk gonna shoot you. Them folk gonna do this. And some of them bags out, you know? Yeah. Many of them, as when Jesus was saying in John 6, chapter, when he was feeding them with the natural bread and the drinks and stuff like that. But when he started talking about eating on my flesh and drinking on my blood, they said, that's a hard saying. Who could heed to it? And many of them went back and didn't walk with him no more.
They got back up on the porch with the rest of the yappers just talking.
That's right. Got back on the porch.
So you want to run with the big dog, got to run with the big dogs. Praise God. All right. Our time is all but gone. We have to do this again, Bishop. Any closing remarks or thoughts you want to share with the audience before we go?
I want to say that, if they can join in on the praise line, it will be a blessing for a few days. I don't know if it was stress, nothing, but, you know, it feels like it was a tumor in the lower part of my head going down in my neck. And I went on the praise line last night, and as they was praying, the Lord moved that pain. You know, you feel the simmering, but ain't nothing like it was moved out on last night. Yeah.
Praise God.
Much prayer, much blessing.
All right. We've been talking and sharing with Bishop Dr. James E. Moore, Sr., all the way from Greenville, Mississippi. Hallelujah. Senior pastor of the three churches down there in the Delta. We give God all the honor and glory. We thank you so much, Bishop, for taking time out of your schedule to hang out with us. God's anointing on you as you move forward. And we thank you even now for that healing to manifest in your body. Hallelujah. Because no weapon formed against you shall prosper. You shall live and not die before your time. In Jesus' mighty name, we decree it. All right. We love you, Bishop. God bless you and have a great week.
Love you too. All right.
Praise God. That was Bishop James E. Moore, Sr. from Greenville, Mississippi.
Sharing with Bishop Moore. Praise God. Be blessed. Go do what God's called you to do.
We had a blessed time talking with Bishop as he's doing a mighty work down there in the Delta. We give God all the honor and glory. Be sure and share this with somebody. We want to spread the good news throughout the internet. And this was our first real podcast on Good News 7. Well, we want to make sure that we're doing what we can to get the word out there that Jesus is still alive and well. Until next time, be blessed, be encouraged, and go share the good news. Praise God. This is Apostle Sherman and Dr. Carol Sherman.